Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think Michael's ever done drugs.
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know if anyone's ever offered him any.
Let's go over some of the symptoms of marijuana use, shall we? You tell me who this sounds like.
It's the Bulldog.
Slow moving. Inattentive. Dull. Constantly snacking. Shows a lack of motivation.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Don't feel bad about answering honestly here, but how much Utah Hockey Club did you watch last year?
Honestly, the game... No, I barely watched that game. No, I watched it. I was in a Orthopedic, Excelsior Orthopedics, one of the sponsors of this. Waiting room.
The game here?
The Utah game here. It was on TV. I watched that.
Like a Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, on a Saturday afternoon while my dad was getting his dislocated wrist reset.
Ooh.
Yeah. But I did, so I did see it.
Not a lot else?
No, didn't they play? I feel like we were together. No, that was a Seattle game. I watched the game out there, too. When the Sabres played them. But that's it. The two times the Sabres played them.
How did we do? I don't know.
I don't remember. Oh, I know they got beat pretty badly here.
Yes.
Because that was the day after the Palm Trees news conference. Utah 4-1, 5-1, something.
6-1.
Like 6-1. I don't know. It was bad.
Utah Hockey Club color vibes here today at the 11-day power
yes,
play.
That's right.
This is their get up.
In honor of this trade. They knew.
They must have known, yes. Joe Yurden is with us on the Western Hotline from Bleacher Report. Hi, Joe.
Hi, guys. How are we doing today?
We are doing well. We did get filled in on the first of the two acquisitions speaking earlier with the Sabres. I imagine you got to listen to the second one. We haven't heard any updates on that. Anything curious from Josh Doan this afternoon, Joe?
Well, it was. I've had a lot of moments through my career, you know, which is very weird to say in the first place. But I've had a lot of moments in my career where you talk to like the sons of players that you watched. This
yes,
might be the first time where we're in an interview with the son of a player that like I've written stories about and covered and talked to numerous times. And the first thing, you know, he gets asked about his father, Shane Doan, you know, longtime Coyotes, you know, face of the Coyotes, you know, guy.
Right.
And he goes, yeah, my dad's a big nerd about hockey. He's up on all the stats. And, you know, I'm next in line to ask a question, and I had like that deja vu moment of, I remember having this exact conversation with Shane here in Buffalo a few years ago, where Shane was saying the exact same things about Josh and about what a nerd he is, you know, big on fantasy hockey, all this stuff. I'm like,
right.
And I'm just sitting there, and like, if people had like the whole, you know, the whole panel of everybody that's on this Zoom call there, they would have seen me just like laughing at myself and also dying inside at hearing this, because holy cow, man. Like it's stunning, but, great guy. Michael Kesselring couldn't have said enough nice things about him. Great for the room, the whole thing. So, there's reasons to feel upbeat after hearing from these guys. If you're a fan, I mean, I'm not a fan. I'm in this for the stories, but like, you listen to these guys talk and they're excited. Like they want to, you know, the line's gotten tired, but they want to be here. They want to be part of the solution, the whole thing. So like, it's encouraging. It's good. And I think they're both good players. It's just, you know, it's the trade. I think there just needed to be more.
Right. Yeah. They gave up the best player in the deal. Buffalo did. Joe, how much do you know about what unraveled for Paterka here? Like, why did we end up in a place where, at least the way I'm perceiving it, is that, you know, it's being widely said he didn't want to be here. Is there any chance that the Sabres thought we need to change our mix? He's an RFA. We got a decision to make about committing long term, and maybe there are things that not. There definitely are things to not like about his game. Still, though, he is the best player in the trade. What do you know about what happened with Paterka?
Well, you know, this is such a small place that you hear things all the time, and you know, there's all kinds of stuff that you hear about. But the one thing that always stuck with me about JJ was that he was a big favorite of everybody in the organization, you know, top down, ownership down, like they love them. And, they love the talent. It was a massive pride point for Kevin Adams, you know, drafting him in the second round. And, you know, even at the time when they drafted him, it was like, hey, these guys, this is a great pick. You know, I think they got a guy, and, you know, and it was one of those picks that when it was made, everybody's like, hey, I think they got a winner here. Like, this is really good for Buffalo. And it was. It's a great pick, and it's a moment where everybody, you know, scouting, Kevin Adams, everybody can be like, yeah, we nailed it. We got the right guy. We made the right pick. We got this down. And those are guys you don't want to let go of. Those are guys, you know, obviously it's a pride point, so you're just like, hey, it's the guy we scouted, we found, we drafted him, let's keep him. And something changed. Whether it's, you know, the lack of success, whether it's, you know, it's playing, you know, how dealing with, you know, how hard Lindy can be on guys, and, or, you know, being asked to defend a little bit better, you know, all these kinds of things where, you know, it kind of takes away the fun of playing hockey, which, you know, I guess that's a maturity thing at that point. But, when those things kind of pile up and, you know, a guy reaches this point of his career where it's, you know, hey, you know, it's time to sign a long-term deal, that, you know, RFAs are starting to understand that they've got a little bit more leverage than in the past guys used to think they have. And this was a point for JJ to kind of draw a line and say, hey, listen, this ain't working here for me. Like, this might be time to go. And, you know, I don't think Buffalo wanted to let him go. I don't think that's a guy they had any designs on trading, but, you know, when push comes to shove, you know, if a guy's, you know, the magic words are, I don't want to be here anymore, then, you know, so be it. But it's not a trade that Buffalo makes lightly. And I know the return doesn't get anybody overly excited. I mean, you know, listen, Kesselring's going to be really good. He's going to be a very good player for them. He's going to help out power the whole thing. But when you're thinking, you know, and the thing breaks late last night, and you start thinking like, oh, maybe they're getting the number four pick. Maybe, you know, maybe there's something else going on here. Maybe, you know, your imagination starts to run wild, and then it's, you know, it's a couple of guys for a guy, and you're like, wait a minute, this is not what we were expecting. So I don't know if it's a case where, you know, everybody gets a little bit too excited about what's happening, and then, you know, the reality of everything kind of lets it down. But like when you write it all down on paper, it just does not look, the look does not look good for Buffalo, right? Even though it might work in the end. It's kind of like the Savoy-McLeod deal last year where Adams got crushed for it. And yeah, I think a lot of us knew it made sense, but, you know, the wider picture was just like, boy, that's an ugly one. That'll look bad in years, but, you know, so far so good.
With Joe Yurden, I mean, it's Utah. Maybe if Bulldog only watched two games of theirs, you know, a lot of us didn't see any. And so they're not going to be household names. But that also means that, like, it's not a team where you're winning a lot. It's not Edmonton, for example, where trading these players to the Sabres might be really tough on the players. I can believe it. This could always be true, but I could believe it if these guys on Utah can find some, you know, positives in coming here.
Yeah, and for Michael Kesselring, you know, he made it very clear he's an East Coast guy. And he's played out west his whole career. You know, he used to be in the Oilers system, played in Bakersfield, California, in the AHL. Then he's, you know, he ends up in Arizona. He's playing in Tucson. He's playing in Tempe. And then you're in Salt Lake City. And it's a long way from home. You know, that's yep. not getting to see the family a lot. And, you know, he's not making a ton of money. So it's spending a lot of money to get the folks out there and get them tickets and whatever. But, it's exciting for them because now it's like, oh, hey, cool. You know, family can come and watch way more often. We're going to go to Boston like twice a year because, you know, he grew up, you know, he's a Boston area guy. He played at Northeastern with Devin Levi. So it's exciting for him and for Josh Doan. I mean, he's a Western guy, you know, played at Arizona State, you know, grew up around the Coyotes locker room his whole life. And, you know, gets drafted by them, the very honestly cool sweetheart story. But, you know, the old man's been working for the Leafs now for the last couple of years, and we know how close Toronto is, so that's kind of a nice thing. But, but it's a situation that offers them a huge opportunity as well. And, you know, it comes down to playing time and opportunity and stuff like that. So that's what gets guys excited. I think leaving Utah now is maybe a little tough because Utah was cooking last year. They've got something good going there, and them trading for Paterka makes a ton of sense. I totally get it. And obviously the view on Buffalo right now is really down. So it would be easy to be really, upset. I don't know, disappointed, whatever. But for these guys, like this is a chance to show out, and this is a chance to play big minutes. And listen, this is stuff we used to say about the Bills in the past. But if you can get the Sabres to the playoffs, after all this, you're a legend. Never mind winning a cup right now; it's just get to the playoffs.
Right.
The one thing that Marc-Andre Grignani got wrong was the timing. You know, they'd been to the playoffs. If he'd come along 15 years later, he could have been. He could have been a hero.
I certainly, like anyone, can understand being underwhelmed on paper with what the return looks like. And faith is in short supply. The benefit of the doubt barely exists, if it exists at all, when it comes to this management team with the Sabres. But if there is another move coming to replace some or all or even add to what Paterka was offering you offensively, I like the roles that are set here for these players. They've been looking for a partner for power since he got here. It's patently absurd in my opinion that it's taken three seasons, but here we are. That I'm optimistic about that. And I think Doan is the kind of player that the league is sort of trending toward, a bigger 200-foot player and, you know, forecheck and all that. The Sabres are not long in that type of guy. And I don't know where his upside ends up. I know he's got an above-average shot, which is helpful. So I like where they slot in, provided, you know, they spend the money they're saving on not paying Paterka, which, again, is saying a lot. So you got to really twist yourself up a bit. But I assume there's a Byram trade coming and that in some way, shape, or form, he contributes to them finding their way to the top six forward that they've needed for, well, I mean, they definitely needed another one last year and they never got it. But I think provided there's another move, I like this trade as it stands sitting here today, as long as they supplement.
Yeah, I had to write the winners and losers piece very early this morning for Bleacher Report on the trade. And it's almost like you want to give an incomplete grade for the Sabres because you're like, well, this is one trade. There's at least one more coming, assuming. You know, I think we've been assuming since, you know, pretty much since the season ended, maybe even before the trade deadline, that Bo Byram's probably going somewhere else. just because, you know, the fit's not quite right, and, you know, the money's going to be an issue because, you know, do you pay three defensemen a ton of money? Like, it's, you know, right. The whole thing. But the pressure's on now. You can't not trade Bo, even though keeping him's fine, I guess. But, like, you can't, if you're thinking you're trading him, you got to cash in. Like, you have to get that top six forward. There is no escape from that now. It has to be right. done. And now there's kind of an artificial bar set because, you know, and Michael Russo at The Athletic wrote that the Wild offered Marco Rossi for Peterka, and the Sabres were very adamant about getting a right-hand shot defenseman, which you can get mad about it, but, like, they needed it. It's just, you know, maybe that's not the guy you had in mind, but getting laser focused on that, maybe, you know, I don't know, like, whatever. If it turns out that Byram lands him a guy that nobody has even at the front of their mind for a trade, that turns out to be like a, okay, I get it now kind of deal. Great. That's perfect. And then the I'm sorry's can come out and be written, and I'll be the first guy up front to be like, hey, my bad. Nope. That's a win, you know, but you have to win, but you gotta do it.
You can't
be a guy who, you know, where you're like, I don't know, second, third liner, maybe, I don't know, like a tweener. Like, it can't be that, you know, and you know, or unless it's a guy that's got like the super high upside who just got buried on a really good team, then all right, fine. But like, we're putting too many qualifiers out there as it is when there's already 1,000 of them in place in case they don't add a top six forward.
You know, on that Marco Rossi point, Michael Russo is a known name. He's been around a long time. Mm-hmm. But if he's reporting a specific offer involving...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The name of a player? That guy's getting moved.
Like, oh yeah,
they're not leaking. You know, they're not answering his call with like, yeah, this is the player we offered Buffalo, unless right. Like he's not coming back.
Now here's an 8-year contract.
Right? Yeah, no, yeah, right.
That probably doesn't work.
He's not coming back.
Right.
So maybe he'll be moved somewhere, I would think. And I don't know. Do the Sabres have to be not in the conversation when it comes to him because of whatever Byram would represent to Minnesota? I haven't thought that through, but. I feel like he'll probably get traded.
I think if it was like maybe, you know, I mean, obviously the timelines don't work out, but if this was before they drafted Zeev Bouyum and found their soon-to-be like number one puck-moving defenseman, and considering they've already got Brock Faber on the right side, then maybe you could say like, hey, Bo Byram, hey, I bought it. Like, you guys want to get rid of Rossi. You're not happy with him. Like, we'll take him. But I think the role that Bo is looking for probably isn't there for him in Minnesota, and I think Rossi would drive some of the fan base crazy because he's not a huge guy. He's strong. He's strong as an ox, but he's not big. But boy, he can score. He can skate. The whole thing. Like, that's why myself included, we're like, boy, they got to run to the podium and draft this guy when they drafted Quinn. And I was like, oh, whoops. Okay, well, all right, that's fine. that's a good pick still, but, you know,
yeah.
Rossi, you know, Rossi was the other guy in that team that was like, man, he's incredible. And they drafted the other guy from that junior team. But that's not to say that Buffalo can't be in that discussion, but I think that trade would be a lot different, and I don't know, maybe the fit isn't right, you know?
I feel without just because he's small, painting with too broad a brush, but I said earlier, I feel like Rossi is repetitive of what they already have in their system. I mean, he's an NHL player already with 60 points last year, I recognize, but if you want to make your team over to be bigger and harder to play against, I don't really think Marco Rossi in your top six is getting that done. And I also think he might be a little bit, I don't know, he wants to go somewhere reportedly where he can be a number one center. And I don't know if that's, I mean, he might be a really nice number two, but I don't know about number one center for him, myself. So I didn't mind that they passed on that. But again, it's with the caveat that the other move happens. Because if it doesn't, then it's going to look really bad that they didn't jump at a guy like him, I think.
Yeah, and you know the number one center thing is so interesting because of, you know, Tage had so much success on the wing last year, and you're like, oh well, is he going to stay there? And it sure seems like that's going to be the case. And you know, Kulik up the middle, you're like, okay, well, he's really good. Is he a number one center? You know, I think because a lot of us were assuming that he was going to be a winger, given his shot and, you know, the way that he played the game. But you know, now he's pretty, seems to be pretty set in as a center, and that's what he's going to be. Which, oh, I mean, that's fine. You know, he didn't seem like a fish out of water at all last season. So, like, that's great. But
don't forget Josh Norris, Joe.
Yeah. I all apologies to Josh Norris. I keep forgetting they've got him. But, the caveat there, if he's healthy, he's a really great player. And he's got to stay healthy. He's got to, you know, stop walking under ladders or stop crossing, you know, having black cats cross his path and find some good luck there. But, it's, you know, I remember asking Adams at the end of the season if, you know, how he felt about the center position. If, you know, does he feel like that's a, you know, if that's an area that's got to address? And he ran down the list of the guys, you know, Kulik, Norris, you know, the whole litany of guys, McLeod, you know, Krabs, everybody. He's like, I think we're pretty deep at center. He's like, I like our group. And I'm like, yeah, no, it's good, but do you have a number one? And, you know, I think that's the fair question. Because once Tage moves off center and he's not playing center anymore, you don't have a number one anymore.
I feel like if a guy who's sort of mid says he wants to be a number one center, he wants to go to a bad team. It's probably what he's looking at. He's probably not looking at Edmonton or
maybe,
Toronto, for
instance.
Maybe
you would have loved it here, Rossi.
Maybe he would have been perfect. Maybe it'll still happen.
Yeah.
Joe Yurden, Bleacher Report. Joe, thanks for the time.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. 803-0550 on the Paterka trade if you want to get in. We're at Harbor Center for the 11-day power play. Blue by two. With a smidge under 25 minutes to go in this shift. 22-20. Been some good talent on display. There is in almost every shift.
Yes.
Or maybe it is not even almost. This goalie, I love him. This I almost said it. This number 11. They're all number 11. But there's one guy in white with, like, Amerks color pants.
Yeah.
Red and blue that are, you know, he's catching my eye, Bulldog. I'm going to have to start writing stuff down. Although scouting this would be tough. You'd have to go by helmets.
Yes. And very few of the guys have distinctive enough helmets, aside from the founder of the operation here, Mike Lazakowski, who we talked about last time we visited. I think the old school Jofa helmet that he still wears.
Looking forward to that at 6. Sneaky Joe, all your favorites.
Yeah,
Owen.
I'm distracted watching my dopey kid stretch over here at the end of the.
We can change seats because I can't see it, if that helps you. Lines open. We'll be back after the update. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.